In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Church considers the transfiguration of Jesus to be very important, so much that today's Gospel is read several times during the liturgical year. Jesus was transfigured by the Holy Ghost, proceeding from our Heavenly Father, whose voice witnessed to his Son's divine nature. He is my beloved Son. The Transfiguration reveals to us that the human and the divine natures of Jesus are united in one person, and that Jesus is the Redeemer promised in the Old Testament. This is our faith. Moses, representing God's law given to mankind, and Elias, representing the prophets. On the mountain, we have the meeting of the law, the prophets, and Jesus, the Messiah. This is a preview of the glory that the blessed in heaven will themselves possess. The splendor of the Transfiguration is a glimpse of what will happen to those who are promoted from earth to heaven, from the Church militant to the Church triumphant. In this second Sunday of Lent, dear friends, this Gospel is very appropriate because Lent is an ascent and its goal is a transfiguration, our transfiguration. Some Lents are better than others. Hopefully, this one is turning out to be a good Lent for you, and you are feeling good about the prayer and penance you have been doing. Hopefully, you have that feeling of confidence which tells you that things are going smoothly, that it will be soon be Easter Sunday, and you will be able to look back knowing that you spent this Lent, this time, growing in God's graces. If so, that's good. Keep at it. But for some of us, it may not be going so easy. We may be trying hard enough, but in spite of all our efforts, prayers, sacrifices, we do not feel particularly close to God. We feel distracted in our prayers. We have been unable to keep to the fasting that we planned. We cannot get into our spiritual reading. More briefly, we feel we are lagging behind. We need to be aware that the devil seems to be more active during Lent because he's very envious that we can get close, so close to God. So he does everything in his power to break our efforts, to frustrate our efforts, to make us feel bad, jealous, envious, resentful. So we lapse into discouragement, despair, depression, and sin. This is his ruse. But if we ponder the prayers, of this Mass, we can see again that all of this is to be expected. The devil does his job. We have to do ours. We ought to reflect on the fact that unless we are helped by Jesus' graces, we can do nothing. That's what all of those prayers are for, to appeal for His grace. During Lent, we face a daily struggle, and there are many rocks blocking our path. We must struggle to ascend our personal Mount Tabor. We must fight for our personal transfiguration. This is why it is so important to be frequently healed by a confession and abundantly fed by communion. Think of it, the disciples who experienced Jesus' transfiguration had to come down to mountain and return to normality. But they remembered the transfiguration. Like them, we live in normality. But we believe and know that God has destined great things for us. We said that the transfiguration prepared the disciples for the scandal of the cross. Celebrating Jesus' transfiguration early in Lent reminds us of what comes after the cross, because it reminds us of the glory of Jesus risen from the dead. In our worst moments of pain, of doubt, of difficulties, may we not think negatively, but remember the encouragements we receive in Sacred Scripture, and that God has a plan for each of us, that God has destined the glory of the transfiguration for each of us. We see we can both go up and down. We can spiritually progress, but we can also spiritually regress. We can be transfigured by the love of God, but we can also be disfigured by our attachment to sin. And like progress, regress does not happen overnight. Regress is not sudden and dramatic. Regress will come slowly. So we have to be prepared. Let us take heart. Let us remember that being discouraged during Lent may be just a result of the human condition, or it may be the devil trying to lead us away from God and into despair. A bit of difficulty in keeping a good Lent is not unusual. But a victory without a battle is not a victory. It is why we ask for God's help, and we trust Him to give Him the graces that are necessary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.